When we sang Christmas carols at our PAC meeting this last December, I said, "We're going to sing Frosty the Snowman." And all the kids, honest to Pete, groaned. Right? Because their picture of how you sing Frosty the Snowman is the same as the one you probably got in your mind. Where all the kids are going, "Frosty the Snowman, la-ga-da-da-da," with big cherubic smiles on their face and bouncing back and forth like little chipmunks in a Disney cartoon. And that's not the kind of music that kids enjoy. Okay? So what I did, first of all, is, now, if you play the guitar, you might, well, this might be useful to you. We changed the rhythm around a little. Instead of the usual bouncy that you would associate with Frosty the Snowman, we did this kind of thing. Now, can you feel the difference? It's got a little bit of your hips in it, you know? It's a little closer to what you hear on the radio. You can almost hear a song on the radio that would start with this kind of rhythm. Now, the other thing that we did is I told him, I said, "We're going to sing Frosty the Snowman, but we ain't going to sing it the way you usually sing it. We're going to sing it the way they sing it down in Jamaica." Now, they don't have very many snowmen in Jamaica. They don't last long. But when they do have a snowman, they want to make sure to sing about it before he goes away. So the song starts like this, and you've heard this part. Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump, over the hills of snow. Now already, just doing that, I had about a third of the kids that were kind of, "Yeah, this is okay, I could sing this." And they got up and they're singing thumpity thump, thump, and I told them all kids up on their feet, so they all got up on their feet. And I said, "Now, is there some of you that don't like to sing?" And I got amazed looks from some kids, because nobody had ever asked them that before. And I said, "If there's some of you that don't like to sing, I got a part special just for you. Here's how it goes. Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump. Frosty the Snowman, and they could hardly wait to get back to the chorus so that we would do the part. And then all of a sudden, now you got them on their side. And so we sang Silent Night, and they all sang it. And we sang, you know, Hark the Herald Angels and Deck the Halls and all those traditional Christmas carols, where in the past years, when I try to sing those songs, I got a lot of, you know, "Yeah, all right, I'll sing it if you really want." You know, you start to get some participation. Why? Because I'm approaching the music at their level. Now, let me tell you the rest of this story before I explain the point of this. When we were done practicing, the schedule called for us to take the pack of kids out into the streets, into the neighborhood around the school, and sing Christmas carols to the neighbors. And we've done this in years gone by, so they've come to expect it. Most of them have anyway. So you can imagine. The first house that they all ran to and chose was the house of this sweet little 74-year-old woman, lives around the corner from Oak Ridge School. And, you know, the first kid got there, first thing he was run up and ring the doorbell, and all 67 kids in our pack arranged themselves on the sidewalk in front of her house. And I could just imagine her slowly making her way down the hallway like this to the front door to open the door. And in the distance, she can hear like, and when she just got to the door and opened it up and looked out to see who was there, there was 67 9-year-olds in perfect unison who by now had learned to go, "Look at Frosty go."